This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. On today's show, we're talking about what we spend our money on, what we save it for, and who we give it to. And we want to start the show with that giving part, because we Americans, we give pretty generously. We give more to charity per capita than any other developed nation. In 2011, we gave $200 billion. But all that money isn't always going where we think it is or where we want it to be. The Tampa Bay Times and the Center for Investigative Reporting have released a list of America's worst charities, 50 organizations that raised billions of dollars but gave hardly any of it to the people who need it. In some cases, these charities gave no money at all. Instead, much of the money went to pay fundraising firms, those people who bombard us with calls at dinner time and direct mail. Kendall Taggart is a data reporter at the Center for Investigative Reporting and is with us now. Hi, Kendall.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. So the amount of money that you all found going to people in need from some of these charities is shockingly small. What's going on?
Well, I think for a lot of these groups that are using outside fundraisers, it's an easy way to cover their own salaries, and there's very little regulation making sure that they follow through on the promises that they've made to donors.
And it looks like some of these charities are providing absolutely no cash assistance to the causes they're supposed to support. So what kind of help are they providing?
Some of them are providing what's called gifts in kind. So that could be something like medical supplies that they're shipping overseas. The problem is that there's no way to verify the value of those goods, so they can be used to inflate a charity's both revenue on the books and also what it looks like they're doing in terms of programs.
One of the stories that stood out to me from your series was about a woman who'd reached out to a fund for help with her husband was dying with cancer, and she reached out for a fund and asked for help.
Yeah, she had reached out to an organization called Cancer Fund of America looking for financial assistance. And what she got in the mail was pretty much worthless goods. She told us that it felt like a slap in the face, and she just threw it in the trash.
What'd she get?
I think her husband had lung cancer, and when she received stuff from them, it was only paper plates, cups, napkins, and kids' toys. And she's a 67-year-old Knoxville, Tennessee resident who couldn't really make good use of that.
Wow. So, Kendall, I'm interested just in naming some names here. Who wound up on your worst charity list?
The top of our list is an organization called Kids Wish Network. They operate out of a metal warehouse in Holiday, Florida. And over the past decade, they've raised millions of dollars. Of that, about 80%, $110 million, has gone to professional solicitors. $4.8 million has gone to the charity's founder and his consulting firm. And only 3 cents of every dollar that they've raised has actually been spent directly on helping kids.
So what do people who are sending money to Kids Wish Network think they're sending it for?
They believe they're helping grant the wishes of terminally ill children.
And it sounds like the Make-A-Wish Foundation, right? I mean, it seemed like lots of these worst charities have names that are very similar to other charities.
Right. Most of the causes are popular causes that appeal to donors and may sound like a more well-known group.
So how can people who want to be generous make sure they're sending their money to good places instead of places that are just looking to take a salary?
There are resources online to research whether or not the charity is doing what you think it is with your money. Some basic steps that people can take if they get a phone call at home is to find out exactly who's calling, where their donation will go, what they'll do with your money, and if you get a call, know that there's a cost and that they, if you ask, need to tell you what that cost is, whether the telemarketer is going to take 80, 90 cents or that kind of thing.
What's the question you'd ask in that case?
How much of my donation is going to go to the charity versus to your professional firm?
And they have to answer that?
They do if they're asked. They don't have to tell you if you don't ask.
Any other advice for folks who are looking to do the right thing?
There are definitely watchdog groups out there that say if you get a call, you should hang up and give directly, that's the best way to know that your money's going where you want it to go.
Kendall Taggart from the Center for Investigative Reporting, thanks so much.
Great, thank you. Appreciate it.
We've got the list of the 50 worst charities they identified on our website, marketplacemoney.org.